Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today on this Memorial Day. We have several things we want to share with you today. We're going to go through some history of some things, and I want to bring some other things to your mind. And you know me, I love to share poems. So let's just cut to the chase. Silently, tenderly, mournfully home. From the red battlefield, volunteers come. Not with a loud hoorah, not with a wild eclat. Not with the tramp of war come our brave sons from far. Gently and noiselessly bear him along. Hushed be the battle cry, music, and song. Silently, tenderly, mournfully home. Not as they marched away, volunteers come. Not with the sword and the gun, not with the stirring drum, come our dead heroes home. Now, all his work is done. And that is a very old poem from Decoration Day, The Dead Volunteer. Memorial Day has a lot of history with it, and we set this weekend aside to remember loved ones as well who have gone on before, but in particular, all those who had gone to war and did not return. Memorial Day is an American holiday observed on the last Monday of May, honoring the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military. Originally known as Decoration Day, it originated in the years following the Civil War and became an official federal holiday in 1971. It was a time in our history of bringing a broken and divided nation back together. We celebrate with barbecues and family. Many do visit the grave sites of loved ones, leaving flowers with moments of silence, prayers, and hugs with other loved ones close by. But can we now bring a nation back together? I don't see this happening because, in all truthfulness, we might be broke, but we are not broken, and we remain selfish. We have spoiled brats who know nothing of liberty, nothing of the sacrifices made for them, no respect for life. They don't remember or think back about the Revolutionary War or the Civil War. The states lost much, North and South, and in some ways we might never completely recoup, simply because of ignorance, arrogance, and a lack of forgiveness. Unforgiveness hurts you more than the one you choose not to forgive. It is a very special time when we remember those who have gone away due to war. And I wanted to share just a little bit of history. Do you remember the poppies? The red poppies? I think they still hand those out. The 30th of May in 1868... it's designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country. Now, this started with the Southern ladies because in that war, the Civil War, the families were divided. There was brother against brother, father against son. And they lost a great deal. And then we had the red poppies. It is now observed in almost every state Memorial Day, as the last Monday in May, with the congressional passage of the National Holiday Act of 1971. This helped ensure a three-day weekend for federal holidays, though several southern states have an additional separate day for honoring the Confederate War dead. January 19th in Texas, April 26th in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and Mississippi. May 10th in South Carolina, and June 3rd, Jefferson Davis' birthday in Louisiana and Tennessee. The Red Poppies. In 1915, they were inspired by a poem in Flanders Field. Mona Michael replied with her own poem. We cherish, too, the poppy red that grows on fields where valor led. It seems to signal the skies that blood of heroes never dies. It was also then conceived of an idea to wear red poppies on Memorial Day in honor of those who died serving the nation during war. She was the first to wear one, and they sold the poppies to her friends and her co-workers, and the money went to benefit servicemen in need. Later, and I'm probably going to pronounce this wrong, Madame Guerin from France was visiting the United States and learned of this new custom started by Ms. Michael. When she returned to France, she made artificial red poppies to raise money for war orphan children and widowed women. And this tradition spread in other countries. Now, I didn't know that. I thought it was just ours, the red poppies. But it was a good thing. So it spread throughout the land and across the sea. The National Moment of Remembrance. The resolution was passed in December 2000, which asks that at 3 p.m. local time, all Americans to voluntarily and formally observe in their own way a moment of remembrance and respect, pausing for whatever they are doing, from whatever they are doing, for a moment of silence. And at that time, they listened to taps. How important is it to honor those who have gone on? The changing of the guard, I think, is interesting in the cemetery there in D.C., in Arlington. The guard is changed every hour on the hour. It starts October 1st to March 31st in an elaborate ritual. From April 1st through September 30th, there are more than double the opportunities to view the change because another change is added on the half hour and the cemetery closing time moves to 5 to 7 p.m. The tomb guards march 21 steps. The black mat behind the tomb turns, faces east for 21 seconds, turns and faces north for 21 seconds, then takes 21 steps, the mat, and repeats the process. After the turn, the sentinel executes a sharp shoulders arms movement to place the weapon on the shoulder closest to the visitors to signify that the sentinel stands between the tomb and any possible threat. 21 was chosen because it symbolizes the highest military honor that can be bestowed, and that's the 21-gun salute. A walk occurs between guard changes. A daytime walk is 1/2 hour in the summer and 1 hour in the winter. All night walks are 1 hour. It also says that their gloves are wet. The gloves are wet so that they will not lose the grip on that gun. I found this very interesting, the honor that they bestow upon our fallen. Memorial Day. Memorial Day. It's to honor those who sacrificed everything, that we might have liberty, that we might have freedom, that we might have life. Life that is capable of pursuing happiness, property, and prosperity. They gave it all. Remember those who served before. Remember those who are no more. Remember those who serve today. Remember them on Memorial Day. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Welcome back to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann joining you today on Memorial Day. I have some history here as well regarding slavery and some of the things that were written, and it's coming out of an American Minute, which is by Bill Federer. And you can go to AmericanMinute.com. It's just that simple, AmericanMinute.com. Sign up, and those will drop right into your email box. They are daily. They are more than a minute. He used to call them a minute, I think, because he actually read them on air. He had recordings of them on air, and they were 1 minute. This particular American Minute is about William Lloyd Garrison. America appears like a last effort of divine providence in behalf of the human race, says Emerson. William Lloyd Garrison published the Boston anti-slavery paper Liberator and founded the American Anti-Slavery Society in 1833. Suffering hundreds of death threats for his politically incorrect stand on the value of human life, William Lloyd Garrison died May 24, 1879. William Lloyd Garrison wrote, "I desire to thank God that he enables me to disregard the fear of man, which bringeth a snare, and to speak his truth in its simplicity and power. And here I close with this fresh dedication. I swear, while life blood warms my throbbing veins, still to oppose and thwart the heart and hand, thy brutalizing sway, till Afric's chains are burst, and freedom rules the rescued land, trampling oppression and his iron rod. Such is the vow I take, so help me God. In W.P. and F.J.T. Garrison, it's a book, in 1885 through 89, William Lloyd Garrison wrote, "Wherever there is a human being, I see God-given rights inherent in that being, whatever may be the sex or the complexion." And the former slave, very famous Frederick Douglass, wrote in My Bondage and My Freedom in 1855, "After reaching New Bedford, there came a young man to me with a copy of The Liberator, edited by William Lloyd Garrison. His paper took its place with me next to the Bible. It detested slavery and, with all the solemnity of God's Word, demanded the complete emancipation of my race. His words were holy fire. The Bible was his textbook. Prejudice against color was rebellion against God." Another abolitionist prior to the Civil War was poet Henry David Thoreau. Henry David Thoreau wrote in Civil Disobedience in 1849, "The government is best which governs least." The contemporary of Thoreau was poet Ralph Waldo Emerson, who wrote similarly, "The less government we have, the better." Ralph Waldo Emerson continued, "The fewer laws, the less confided power. The antidote to this abuse of formal government is the influence of private character, the growth of the individual." Ralph Waldo Emerson was born in May, on May 25th, 1803. He was friends with the famous writers Louisa May Alcott and Nathaniel Hawthorne. Ralph Waldo Emerson composed some of the best-loved poems in the American literature, including the Concord Hymn, of which a stanza is inscribed on the base of Daniel Chester French's Minuteman statue. "By the rude bridge that arched the flood, the flag to April's breeze unfurled, here once the embattled farmer stood, and fired the shot heard around the world." Ralph Waldo Emerson commented on John Quincy Adams, "No man could read the Bible with such powerful effect, even with the cracked and windowed voice of old age." In 1848, Ralph Waldo Emerson visited Paris between the February Revolution and the bloody June days. When he saw the mobs had cut down trees near the Champ de Mars to form barricades across downtown city streets, he wrote in his journal, "At the end of the year, we shall see if the revolution was worth the trees." When abolitionist publisher Elijah Lovejoy was murdered in 1838 and his printing press destroyed, Emerson said, "It is but the other day that the brave Lovejoy gave his breast to the bullets of a mob for the rights of free speech and opinion." He also stated, "I think we must get rid of slavery, or we must get rid of freedom." Abolitionist Senator Charles Sumner took Ralph Waldo Emerson to the White House to meet Abraham Lincoln. Having voted for the Republican, President Lincoln, Emerson stated of the Democrat South in a lecture at the Smithsonian, Washington, D.C., "The South calls slavery an institution. I call it a destitution. Emancipation is the demand of civilization." In 1865, Ralph Waldo Emerson remarked at the memorial service for Abraham Lincoln, "I doubt if any death has caused so much pain as this has caused." On September 12, 2001, the day after the fundamentalist Muslims committed terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, Congressman J.C. Watts, Jr. quoted Emerson, "Politics has taken the day off. Today Congress remembers and recognizes the afflicted and the sorrowing and those who come to the aid of their fellow man. Ralph Waldo Emerson in 1842 captured what we are thinking as a nation today. Sorrow makes us children again, destroys our differences of intellect. The wisest knows nothing. He also said, God said, I am tired of kings, I suffer them no more. Up to my ear the mournings brings the outrage of the poor. And he went on, so nigh is grandeur to our dust, so near is God to man. When duty whispers low, thou must, the youth replies, I can. And again, United States, the ages plead, present and past, in undersong, go put your creed into your deed, nor speak with double tongue. Wilt thou seal up the avenues of ill, pay every debt as if God wrote the bill. The Conduct of Life, in 1860, Emerson wrote, fate. Men are what their mothers made them. Boy, that's heavy, isn't it, ladies? And he wrote again, the true test of civilization is not the census, nor the size of the cities, nor the crops, no, but the kind of man the country turns out. Life is not so short, but that there is and always time enough for courtesy. I think we kind of slack on that these days. In how many churches, by how many prophets, tell me, is man made sensible that he is an infinite soul, that the earth and heavens are passing into his mind, that he is drinking forever the soul of God. All I have seen has taught me to trust the Creator for all I have not seen. All I have seen teaches me to trust in all that I have not seen. This is Memorial Day. This nation has been through some dark days, and it is time for us all to stand together, regardless of our race, regardless of our color, but we must be one in America. I say it's an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to be here with you every day, but I could not be here with you today had it not been for the sacrifice of so many who went before me, who died before all of us. Those who serve now. This nation is divided. Can't we use this day to strengthen us and bring us back together? To put aside our differences and to understand that our blood all runs red. And that we need to honor our soldiers who are dead. Memorial Day. It's not about barbecues. It is about family. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what your differences are. We are family. And we need to come together on this day, Memorial Day, and, you know, bring America home. Bring America home.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAP? Gupta, why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And I welcome you back. This is CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann, and it is Memorial Day, and I'm spending the day with you. We just got through covering the history of Memorial Day, and we covered a little bit of the history and some of the time in our lives when it was we were fighting slavery. And I thought, well, I wanted to look up, speaking of Memorial Day, and it says 620,000, nearly as many men died in captivity during the Civil War as were killed in the whole of the Vietnam War. So it was 620,000 that we lost in the Civil War. Roughly 2% of the population, an estimated 620,000 men, lost their lives in the line of duty. And I wanted to kind of look at that in another light. I had World War II here as well. In World War II, the United States military deaths were counted at 416,800 people. When you added the civilian deaths to that, it was 418,500 people. So we lost 620,000 men in the Civil War, and I didn't gather the World War I, so I gathered World War II, and we're going to count the ones with civilians. 418,500, okay? Since 1973, when we passed Roe versus Wade, we have lost 58,586,256 babies. That's quite the future of this nation that has been taken away. Can you imagine? In the wars of the Civil War, 620,000 people lost, almost 420,000 people in World War II. But since 1973, we've lost almost 60 million babies. Civilians? The future generation of this nation. You've heard me talk about the Red Ribbon Campaign. The Red Ribbon Campaign is that equal to, has not grown in popularity as, but it is the poppy, the red poppy flower. To remember these babies that were taken unnecessarily from their life, taken away. Cries from the Womb is the Red Ribbon Campaign. Cries from the womb are silent, you see. Cries from the womb calling to you and to me. An innocent life is now in great strife. No choice, no rights, this taking of life. Cries from the womb, remember me, please. The right for life should have been given to me. 58+ million babies, the future generations of this nation, have been taken away. Who were they? What will they be? What could they have been? I found this poem. I found a website with poems from mothers that are grieving. This is an atrocity, not just the loss of life, but what we do to these mothers. And this was written by Chuck Mulligan. All they could have been. Little lights begin to shine, tiny heartbeats in the dark, with a glowing hope inside, to shine brighter than the stars. But their possibilities suddenly come to an end, echoing in their silent screams all they could have been. I see a doctor, I see a preacher, a loving nurse, a homeschool teacher, a little boy rounding third base, that home run smile all over his face. They would change the world we're living in if only they could be all they could have been. We explain it all away, 1,000 reasons for their fall, but they can never be replaced. Listen close and hear the call. To welcome all the angels heaven chose to send, let all God's children be all they could have been. I see a priest, a president, the hands of an artist, a pilot's accent. Mom's joyful tears, graduation day, as her baby girl walks across the stage. Yes, they would change the world we're living in, if only they could be all they could have been. Just a chance to be all they could have been. We have lost more, how many soldiers? We have lost more through abortion than all the wars that we have seen in this nation. And the mothers are left with scars. Scars they don't know how to deal with. In Romans 3:22, it says, "This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile. There is no difference in our races." And to the mothers who are out there that maybe this has been your past, the pain you have now is not from above. To forgive yourself is knowing His love. To forgive yourself is knowing God's love. His word tells us in Psalms 103:12, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us." Forgive yourself and know that that life is in the arms of our Heavenly Father. Forgiveness is not always easy. At times it feels more painful than the wound we actually suffered. To forgive the one that inflicted it, even if it's ourselves. And yet there is no peace without forgiveness. Forgiveness is not something we do for other people. We do it for ourselves to get well and move on. Forgiveness, whether it's in the taking of a life through abortion that you have been lied to about, whether it is from the wars of the past in this nation, from the time that we spend in the darkness of slavery, we must forgive one another, and we must forgive ourselves. Because it is only then that healing can truly begin. And we are in a place in this nation right now where I have never seen us so divided. This is Memorial Day. The Red Ribbon Campaign is equal to the Red Poppies to remember our fallen soldiers. The Red Ribbon Campaign is to remember the innocent life that was taken without a choice. Cries from the womb are silent, you see. Cries from the womb calling to you and to me. An innocent life is now in great strife. No choice, no rights, this taking of life. Cries from the womb, remember me, please. The right for life should be given to me. And we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal surgery. search and seizure, and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. Welcome back. We're in the final segment of today's show. This is Memorial Day. The person you hold a grudge with, we were talking about forgiveness in the last segment. The person you hold a grudge with or hate, you are the miserable one. They're not hurt by your emotions. When you cannot forgive, it is you. So we have to remember that in our lives, in these times of trying to heal a nation. So what's on your menu today? We will have a very small gathering at my house. It'll just be my husband and I and a brother who happens to be a vet. A veteran, I mean. We're going to have pork burgers, brats for the guys. I'm not big into the brats. I'm going to make some baked beans. And my favorite is the southern corn casserole. And for dessert, I'm going to make apple crisp and serve it with ice cream. I thought I would give you my southern corn casserole recipe, if you would like. You take one 15 and a quarter ounce can of whole kernel corn and one can of cream style corn, an 8 ounce package of the corn muffin mix. I use the Jiffy mix myself. A cup of sour cream. Are you ready? A stick of butter. And a half cup and a half of shredded cheese. Now, that is the recipe as you get it online. I add a can, one of those small cans, of the chopped green chilies. And you mix this all together, and you put it in a 9 by 13 inch casserole dish, and you bake it for about 45 minutes until it's golden brown. And it's just the perfect thing to serve, I think, on a barbecue. Unless you've got corn on the cob, then that's the perfect one on the 4th of July. So what are you having? And I hope that you have a great time with your family. That you will honor in your festivities that you will take time to remember those who have gone on. And that you will not just use the day to play catch up like I do so many times when we have these long holidays. And that you will remember the sacrifice. The sacrifice of so many for this nation. From our founding fathers, to our broken nation of wars, to our loved ones who have gone on before. Remember those who never had a chance to live. They never had a chance for life, liberty, or happiness. But in all this, remember the now of our nation. The now that is so divided with hate. Do not hate in return, but also do not accept that which is wrong. We should be in constant prayer for our leaders, the ones we agree with and those we disagree with. And we should be in prayer for our schools and our children. We should be in prayer for our homes. And we should pray that in all our prayers, you know what I'm going to say, that we bring America home. Memorial Day, it's not just a day for barbecues, but it's a day set aside to remember the fallen soldiers. To remember the loved ones that went on before us. They answered their country's call to arms, into battle they did go. Where their final destination was, no one will ever know. May their final resting place under some unknown sod be forever hallowed, for it is known only unto God. I have another poem that I want to share with you. Somewhere out there, in a land far, far away, a soldier rides patrol, knowing not what may unfold. He keeps watch as he rides over dangerous countryside. Roadside bomb could be hit. Scary, but this soldier doesn't quit. Think about mom and dad, about the good times had. Stateside, how long here? Back to watching, a little fear. This was a good day, to think and to pray. Strange that prayer is so right, when there could be a firefight. Wheeling back into base, tomorrow, another ride to face. Convoy's done for the day, looks like rain is on its way. Nerve-wracking job, but boring too. But that's what soldiers do. So many over here, none alike, who have gladly joined this fight. Freedom has a high cost. Lives given, the ultimate loss. That cost they willingly give. So freedom can continue to live. So we remember today all those who went away and gave their lives that we might live here and stay free. God bless America. Memorial Day. Be sure to take that moment, a moment of silence, for the soldiers in your life who are gone by war. The nearly 60 million children whose lives were stolen, our future generation. Taps is something that is always played at the end of the day. And many people don't realize it actually has lyrics. So I thought I would share that with you today. Day's done, gone the sun. From the lake, from the hills, from the sky, all is well. Safely rest, God is nigh. Fading light dims the sight, and a star gems the sky, gleaming bright. From afar, drawing nigh, falls the night. Thanks and praise for all our days, neath the sun, neath the stars, neath the sky. As we go, this we know, our God is nigh. Sun is set, shadows come. Time has fled, scouts must go to their beds. Always true to the promise that they have made. While the light fades from sight, and the stars' gleaming rays softly send, to thy hands we our souls, Lord, commend. Memorial Day. Take the time to remember all, to forgive, and to bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.